common practice for us on Wednesday night is to actually sit there and to talk at the last moments of the 6 o'clock hour to one of our bloggers from AnchorRising.com, and he was gypped by the power gods. Justin Katz is on the line. Hello, Justin. How are you?
Hello, Matt. I'm doing well. How are you?
Has he got a power surge in Tiverton or what?
No. The phones went dead on your end, I guess.
Very nice. Infrastructure. You know, somebody's messing with me is what it is, Justin.
I think it is. It's a conspiracy.
Yes. We'll get Charles from the bunker on it right away. Justin, what do you think of, what's your take on the toll on the Susquehanna River Bridge, by the way?
Well, my initial take is that it would cost my family about $2,000 a year.
Really?
Yeah, because that's essentially a back road, that bridge, to get to in-laws' house and stuff, back and forth.
Yeah.
But what has subsequently bothered me is that all the local representatives who come out against this toll, their solution is put the toll somewhere else.
Right.
Like, jip somebody else. You know, cost somebody else the money. Rather than where else in government can we find money to do what this toll is supposed to do?
Right.
It's a complete failure of philosophy on the part of our leaders. It's always put it in somebody else's backyard. Fight each other, and somehow we all end up losing in the long run.
It's something that is, do we not pay enough? I mean, is there anybody out there who honestly thinks that it's really, and for the governor to propose it, a guy who has consistently said it's a spending problem, not a revenue problem, is baffling to me.
Well, that's the game here for years has been, and I've even had to persuade some of my co-contributors of Anchor Rising about this. They spend all the money that should go to infrastructure on other stuff, and then when we all turn around and the bridges are collapsing, they say, hey, we could float a bond.
Right.
And then bond season comes and everybody says, well, it really is necessary. This really is an important investment. Well, that's what you ought to have paid for first.
Exactly.
And then float a bond for all the extra stuff.
I've often thought maybe we should have like a constitutional priority list. You know, like pass a constitutional amendment that says priorities in spending go once infrastructure is fully funded, then you can move on to human services.
Yeah.
You know, one top one is this, top one's that. Anyway, what's going on Anchor Rising? What do you got going on today?
Well, pertinent to your upcoming topic on Central Falls, we got some exclusive video. Well, not an exclusive anymore because everybody else is caught up finally. But an exclusive video of Superintendent Gallo's speech at the Rhode Island Statewide Coalition meeting on Saturday. And also at that speech,
we get a lot of play in the newspaper about that. You guys were the one media outlet that got the whole thing. You can watch the whole video. You were in the Journal on Monday morning, weren't you?
Sunday, excuse me.
Right.
And they actually, they reported that off from the blog video because they didn't get there in time.
Look at you.
But one thing that readers might have missed that they should check out is they scroll down to our Saturday post. There's also the video of the speeches from Board of Regents member Angus Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two clips of him. And the second one, he just lays into Lincoln Chafee, who had just sent him an email saying, oh, well, the important thing here is the job security of the teachers. And Angus was saying, no, the important thing is the education of the students.
He actually went on with, he was on earlier with Dan York saying the same thing. And you can go to the podcast at 630wpro.com and listen to it.
Yeah. You can get your full fill of Angus Davis for the evening.
There you go.
But what that really emphasizes to me is the importance of this unbroken chain of support that goes from Francis Gallo through Deborah Gist to the regents to the governor all the way up to the president, apparently. Once you start electing wavery people like Lincoln Chafee, that falls apart and we get back to where the unions no longer have to come back with their tail between their legs saying, okay, we'll do all this stuff, we didn't really mean it. Which, by the way, Superintendent Gallo should just say, not too late.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's what I'm going to talk about this hour, so you make a great segue. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Justin, we'll check everything out on Anchor Rising and, of course, the blogging, the video from the Rhode Island Statewide Coalition speech is very interesting and was reported on the newspaper. You guys are on top of it, as always.
Yep, we're working on it.
Thank you, pal.
Thanks.
And watch out for those tolls.
I'm going around.
All right, pal. Thank you very much. Justin Katz, AnchorRising.com. Check it out.